Beyond Google, how to build an SEO strategy around brand discovery. For a long time, SEO was largely built around one destination, search engines. The process was familiar: research keywords, create content, optimize pages, build links and work toward higher rankings. But the way people discover information is broader than a search results page. People may encounter a brand through a podcast, newsletter, social platform, industry publication, community, YouTube, Reddit, an iTool or an advertisement before they ever search for that brand. That changes the role of SEO. Instead of thinking only about how to rank a page, marketers can also ask a broader question: how can people discover and understand this brand across the places they already spend time? This is where distribution, audience research and search everywhere optimization become important. SEO should not depend entirely on search traffic. Consider what would happen if search engines were removed from the equation. Your products would still exist. Your customers would still have problems to solve. Your company would still have research, customer stories, experiments and expertise worth sharing. The challenge would simply become finding the people who need that information. That scenario changes the questions a marketer asks. Instead of starting with keywords, you might start with: where does our audience spend time? Which communities influence them? Who already has their trust? Which platforms affect the decisions? What questions are they asking? Which conversations should we participate in? What information would people find valuable? Where should our brand be visible before someone searches for it? These questions can help uncover opportunities that a website-only SEO strategy may overlook. Your website is one brand touchpoint, not the entire presence. A brand can communicate the same core information through many different channels. For example, information about a company can appear on its website, about page, social profiles, trade show descriptions, podcasts, interviews and review sites. The source emphasizes the importance of keeping those descriptions consistent. If your company presents itself differently from one platform to another, the information available about the brand becomes less consistent. A broader distribution strategy creates multiple opportunities to communicate who you are, what you do, and what your expertise covers. This also means reviewing where your brand appears outside your own website. Are you present in the publications your buyers read? Are you appearing on podcasts your audience listens to? Are your ideas showing up in newsletters potential customers actually read? The goal is to understand the information ecosystem surrounding your brand. Original content has more value when it travels. Creating content is not enough if the content never reaches the people who could benefit from it. The source highlights several types of content that can provide something more distinctive: proprietary data, original studies, internal experiments, customer stories, product insights, industry-specific findings, expert or founder opinions, examples from real work. These assets are valuable because they are tied to experiences, information or perspectives that another company cannot simply reproduce. But publishing them on your website is only the first step. Distribution turns content into a broader asset. Imagine publishing an original study. If nobody sees it, references it or discusses it, its external impact remains limited. Now imagine that the study is distributed to relevant audiences and becomes something people mention, reference, quote, discuss, link to in newsletters, summarize in videos, build additional conversations around. The content now has an external footprint. That footprint can create additional associations around your brand beyond the original web page. This is why distribution should be considered alongside content creation rather than treated as something that happens after publishing. Search everywhere optimization starts with the audience. Search everywhere optimization provides a way to organize this broader approach. The concept starts with a simple observation: people do not necessarily discover, compare and evaluate brands in one place. They can move between Google, LinkedIn, YouTube, Reddit, podcasts, newsletters, AI tools, advertisements, creators and conversations with peers. A strategy built around these different discovery paths needs to begin by understanding the audience. Layer 1. Audience research. Identify where your target audience actually spends time. Layer 2. Monitoring. Pay attention to the conversations, questions and topics that matter to that audience. Layer 3. Third-party visibility. Look for relevant industry publications and other trusted environments where your brand can appear. Layer 4. Distribution. Create ways for your ideas and assets to reach audiences outside your own website.